נחמן, בריטי שלום, on page נחמן, אוקיי? מה זה נחמן? 148. Very good, 148. טוב, המפתח להצלחה, the key to success, you want to know what the key to success is?
I think he's had a chapter that in every single one of his books.
לכן אנחנו היהודים צריכים ללכת תודה והודאה להשם. Therefore we the Jews we have to go with thanking to Hashem. ללכת תודה והודאה לכל אדם, also to go with thanking and appreciating every person. לשבח כל אדם, להכיר טובה לכל אדם, to praise every person, to appreciate, to be gracious to everyone. זה השורש והיסוד של הכל. This is the source and the foundation of everything. The root. שעל ידי זה אנחנו אומרים, שעל זה אנחנו אומרים כל יום בתפילה. About this we say every day in the תפילה. אתה קדוש ושמך קדוש וקדושים בכל יום הלוך הסלע. You're holy, your name is holy, and holy ones every day will praise you forever. קדושים, who are the קדושים? קדושים בכל יום הלוך הסלע. Who are those holy ones who are going to praise you every day? Those who guard their eyes. Because the person who guards their eyes, what does that mean in depth? And he doesn't care what the other one has. He's happy with his portion. He praises Hashem for everything he has. ובאמת רואים עין בעין, okay, you can see clearly, שמי שהולך עם הכרת הטוב, the one who goes with gratitude, שמודה לכל אדם שעשה לו טובה, that thanks every person who did a favor for him, הוא מצליח, he's successful. וממילא יש לו תמיד על מה להודות עוד ועוד, right? And automatically, the result is that he always has what to thank for more and more, because he always gets more what he needs. ולא יפסק. כי על ידי עין טובה, because through a good eye, האדם זוכה לכל הדברים הביאים ברכה והצלחה לחיים. A person merits all the things that bring a person to give a person a blessing and success to life. Okay? A person has to know, but something very important. And certain tests that a person goes through in life is the test that he has to go through. Regardless if he's a good man, is good deeds, bad deeds, doesn't make a difference. Certain tests, certain challenges in life, right, Ezra? Let's talk about this, I think. Certain challenges a person has to go through in life, it doesn't do with his deeds, his mice, with their actions. Because Baruch Hu wants to go through. His only test is how he's going through. See, he's thinking a Hashem for every little thing. Is he got a good eye about everything? Or is he getting upset? And no, and why, and this? Yeah? That's a person. Sometimes that's a person's test. Sometimes, a lot of times it doesn't have to do with your actions. It's just to teach you emunah. It's to teach you how to get close to Hashem also in this situation. Yeah? So a person can be happy in every situation that he has to go through. It's to try to look for what things he has to fix. And then, whatever Hashem wants, whatever he wants to do with me, do with me whatever he wants. קודם כל, ודאי שיש לו כיבודיו בהם. First of all, a person definitely has respect to his parents. Why? כי יש לו הכרת טוב להוריו, שהביאו אותו לעולם, טיפלו בו וגידלו אותו. He has gratitude to his parents, which brought him to the world, and they took care of him, they diapered him, they nourished him, they sent him to school. Yeah? So even if he didn't do anything, he was just brought into the world. He's existing now in the world. He has the opportunity to grow. He has the opportunity to do things in the world. Already has to thank them. האם אדם יכול להספיק להגיד תודה לאביו ולאמו על כל מה שהם עשו בשבילו? Could a person say enough thank you to his parents for what they did for him? עד שיגיד תודה על דבר אחד, אין שבו מספיקים לעשות אותו עוד טובות גדולות. Until he says thank you about one thing, already they do greater things than that. וכך לעולם אי אפשר להספיק להגיד להם תודה. זה, you can never stop saying them thank you. ומי שיש לו כיבוד אביהם, ויש לו את ברכת ההורים. Someone has respect to his parents. He has his parents' blessing. His parents always bless them, they love them, they give him. זו ערובה מושלמת ההצלחה בחיים. איך אומר ערובה? Guarantee, like. This is a perfect guarantee for success in life. כי מאחר שהוא מכבד אותם, since he respects them, he honors them, הם אוהבים אותו, like we said, they bless him day and night. כי אדם שמכיר טובה, כולם אוהבים אותו, כל שכן אוהב. A person who always says thank you to everyone, everyone loves him, especially his parents, right? Thank you so much. Oh, so nice. People love people that appreciate what they do. Every person likes to appreciate that he's helping, he's doing this. That's time to say thank you. Someone told me once, I was by someone's house, and their way of life, the husband for some reason, he decided, what, thank you, toda, wakasha, what are we, is that European, what are you, American? What, toda, tavili tazev, is that, what, toda? I told him, you're wrong, it's not true. You have to appreciate what the other person did for you, not because the American has to be polite. That's false politeness. The man is to thank a person. And the Gemara says, someone who denies his friend's good, then he will deny the good of Hashem. If a person cannot appreciate his friend gave him a cup of water, then open the door for him, say thank you. Mayish. So why is he going to deny the good of Hashem? Because you don't see that Hashem opened the door for you. You think you deserve everything. You don't see it's Hashem. You think you deserve everything. You think, and of course he wants it. But if a person, he sees, right? He's Hashem in everything. So he thanks the person that Hashem sent to do the benefit. And also he thanks Hashem. He sees everything as Hashem. And of course everyone loves him, of course, and everything. What are you asking, Nehemiah?
I had a question about this. I'm wondering, what is the proper order for saying thank you? You first thank the person and then Hashem, because you wouldn't want to hurt their feelings. You just said, Baruch Hashem. Do you want them to feel, obviously, they're doing that of free will also. And Hashem's doing it too. So what is the proper order? Is it here at the yeshiva, people always say Baruch Hashem, and that's, I just want to know what the order is.
The ma'isi, depends on the situation. The ma'isi, you're supposed to say thank you Hashem and thank you whoever is there. Yeah? But if there's a person who will be offended from that, so you don't do that then.
It's my question, because you don't want to offend someone.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Very good. You have a good head, that's for sure. You're thinking well. Yeah, if a person's going to get offended, he doesn't know Emunah, he doesn't know Hashem, he doesn't know anything. Okay? So you also say, in your heart, you can also say, oh, Hashem, right? To yourself, you say, Baruch Hashem, and then you tell the person, thank you so much. As long as you are aware of Hashem, that's the point. Regarding you, you have to be aware of Hashem and thank the person who helped you.
I heard a story about somebody who was in front of a king.
Yeah.
And he was like, thank you, my king, thank you, that. His kavana was on Hashem's borah. That he would, that the king was picking up that it was for him. He couldn't say, thank you, God, in front of the king. The king went, what do you mean? I'm the king. I give you whatever you got.
Right.
Yeah. Rabbeinu Bachaya goes even further. He says, if you don't thank people, it shows that you're not really thanking Hashem.
Because
if you, that's like a child, how does he come to see Hashem? Through his parents, through the older people.
Right.
He doesn't, you know, we're not all Avraham Avinu. At age 3, we hook up to Hashem. And so we usually, first we have a Kirsa Tov to somebody we can see, and then we go on to the next one.
Right.
Kirsa
Hashem. Where's the source? Where did it come from? Yeah.
No.
Yes, just follow up for a clear directive, because how do you know where someone's holding, like, maybe if you say someone, like, say to someone, Baruch Hashem, you just say, thank you, Baruch Hashem, they may throw them off. They might think, well, gee, why are they thanking me and not Hashem? Like, in this yeshiva specifically, okay, anywhere else, I'm going to say thank you and then say Baruch Hashem. But here, how do you can't know where someone is.
Just kill his body.
You don't have to say Baruch Hashem. You say to yourself, Baruch Hashem, like that someone helped me. And you thank the person. Like, oh, thank you, Hashem, that this guy opened the door. And then you go, thank you too, that you also did it. It doesn't have to be something...
Someone would take it the wrong way.
It doesn't have to be something... Okay. You have to realize, that's the point.
Right.
You have to realize.
Yeah,
so. Shalom Bayit. Shalom Bayit. Everyone should have Shalom Bayit here. Kol kulo omed rak al hanekuda shel hakara hatov. Shalom Bayit is all appreciation. That's Shalom Bayit. Ba'al v'ishto, shel hakara hakarat hatov. A husband and wife, they have appreciation, right, to each other. Dai v'zeh b'shu shelen tamin Shalom Bayit. That's enough that they always have Shalom Bayit. A person should always know, telling us, the men, that I don't deserve anything. If I don't deserve anything, whatever I got is a bonus. It's a bonus. You say bonus in English, right? Bonus?
Bonus.
It's a bonus. Whatever you got is a bonus.
Free gift.
Free gift. what I have on the fence folded up in the closet, Baruch Hashem. And if it's not folded up in the closet, at least they're clean. And if they're not clean, at least I have them. Right? So, you don't deserve anything. I don't deserve, why do I deserve? Why do you deserve? Maybe you should go home and do the laundry and fold it and put it in things. I only hang the laundry at home. I don't know how to fold. The dishes. Yeah? Abal sholech ma'abayit nisukav la'avodah la'kolel. Right? Person who goes from, a man goes out of the house, right? He goes to his business, he goes to the kolel, to the yeshiva, he goes to the work, wherever he goes. הוא צריך מכונת פקס צמודה. He needs a feeling of fax. So today they have, what's it called? The email and stuff, the SMS. Right? Why? Every second he has to say, thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for this. Yeah? For everything she does for him. שהוא יכול להתפנות לעיסוקה, right? She cleans the house, takes care of the kids, give birth to the kids, washing the floors. Whatever she does, right? And a person then all day goes. A man usually leaves the house by most normal families. I know family that's opposite, but usually the man, he goes out. Of course, v'gav ha'ishakach, also the woman. Yitzricha b'chol regal v'regalot v'bala. She has to thank her husband every moment. Why? She'oset chelko v'yiparnasa v'osek v'torah v'zakeh otah. First of all, if he works, he's working, he brings panasa to the house, he has to appreciate that. Every shekel that he brings, he worked hard, he sweat for it. Okay? V'osek v'torah, or if he's sitting and learning, he's giving her zchut. He's sitting and learning, and she gets also 100%. He gets 100%, and she gets 100%. She said, thank you so much that you went to learn today. It's so beautiful. I'm getting so much. Don't tell this to your wife. She doesn't do it. But he can learn with her this piece, and she'll get the point. Each one with his own work, he had to thank your friend for his portion, for what he does for you. Kol chinuch ha'eladim. Educating your children. Kulo toda voda. I've always spoken about it a lot. What's considered an educated kid? He doesn't appreciate, he doesn't say thank you. That's an educated kid. He understands that he doesn't deserve. But he got, someone gave him something. זה שדה להכיר טובה להודות להוריו, להודות להשם, להשאיר להשם, לזמר להשם. I love it, it's the way of the rabbi. I tell my kids, מאיפה יש לך את זה? השם נתן לי. Yeah? They don't know where they got it from, like, they took it from the street or something. Hashem natan li. That's how we should grow if we grew up like that when we were kids. We didn't, but at least now. Even those of us who grew up religious, no one taught us that.
What did you do as kids? Remember they got something that Hashem gave it to
them? Hashem gave you, yeah.
Or like a snack in school, what do you mean?
Also.
Whatever they got. Oh, Hashem, look, you have this, Hashem gave you this. I tell my son, how are you so cute, these four? How are you so cute? How? Who made you so cute? He said, Hashem. So you're right. I made you so cute. Hashem made you so cute. It's good he made him so cute, although I threw him out the window. Top. That's why kids are cute, you know that.
Yeah.
The parents shouldn't have